A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone. It is Redmen Bite-Size with me, Paul Machin, taking a bite-sized look at all of the Liverpool stories during the rounds on Star Wars Day for, you know, fellow nerds. Otherwise, it's, you know, it's just the 4th of May. But, you know, may it be with you. Loads of stuff, yeah. Fallout from last night's game, the 1-0 win against Fulham. There's some transfer news as well, with multiple sources speaking about a World Cup winning Liverpool midfield target. Who could that possibly be? And the gut-wrenching news that is breaking all over Twitter at the moment regarding the future of a current Liverpool midfielder, and another piece of story about another former Liverpool midfielder who's having a hard time at the moment as well, potentially. We're going to kick things off then. Stuart Atwell, who was the referee at Anfield for the Liverpool 1-0 win over Fulham, apparently told a Fulham player that the penalty that he gave for a foul on Darwin Nunez wasn't a penalty. This comes from Sam Mill. This is Anfield.com. Darwin Nunez pinched the ball from Issa Diop in the Fulham penalty area. The Fulham centre-back stuck out his leg and made contact with the Uruguayan. This prompted the referee Stuart Atwell to award a penalty at the Anfield Road end. Fulham players claimed, though, that Nunez was already going to ground, and they continued their protestations after the final whistle. Speaking to the Fulham's official website, midfielder Tom Kearney said, "The ref made a decision. I thought he'd seen contact. I asked him on the pitch, please make sure they check it. He said they checked it. But he said second half to one of our players that it wasn't a penalty. So it's frustrating because it goes to other people, VAR, to make the correct decision." He added that it was a kick in the you-know-what, he means the balls, and described his version of events. He says Issa Diop hasn't touched him. Nunez has taken another step and then gone over. And then you lose to something like that at Anfield, which is frustrating when we're trying to climb as high as we can. Marco Silva also alluded that the player Atwell spoke to in the second half was Diop, who conceded the foul leading to the penalty. The Cottage boss said, "I can tell you that Issa spoke with the referee during the second half, and I know what the referee said to Issa as well." Like Kearney, Silva was unhappy with VAR's decision not to intervene to give a penalty like that. "And after the VAR didn't take that penalty, we cannot understand. It is difficult, really, to understand. I know what I'm going to hear the next few days, that it was a harsh decision. When Darwin touched the ball, he started to dive himself and touched the left leg into Issa. They're going to say that it's harsh, but the referee gave it, and after the VAR cannot take it." It's always the same conversation. It's almost impossible for us to understand that decision. There you go. Poor old Marco Silva, eh? That's another former Everton manager who's come away from a Liverpool game in tears. It absolutely tears my heart and soul in two. Right, okay, let's move on from that. We can move on to the player mentioned in all that. Jürgen Klopp's been speaking about Darwin Nunez in his post-match press conference. The Liverpool Echo's Theo Squires has written a piece on this, saying Jürgen Klopp has praised Darwin Nunez after he returned to Liverpool's starting 11 for their 1-0 win over Fulham on Wednesday night. The Uruguayan, who scored 15 goals in his maiden season at Anfield, has started just once in the Reds' last seven matches since the March international break. Meanwhile, he hasn't started in his favoured central attacking position since the 3-0 loss away at Wolves at the start of February. Klopp has been critical of Nunez in recent weeks, hinting his struggles with English and Liverpool's defensive demands had contributed to his spell on the bench. But the Liverpool boss was pleased with the striker's efforts against the Cottager. He said, "Absolutely, we saw what we wanted. It's super important," he told the reporters after the final whistle. "In the beginning, defending the centre against Fulham is really important because Palhinha is there. He's their connector and gets on the ball. So we were a bit too early out there from Darwin. We tried to fix that, but he wanted it. He was a racehorse. He went for everybody. We opened up and struggled slightly as they could control it for moments, but we could sort that. Apart from that, he played a really good game. He was always a proper option for us. We needed that. One of the main things we had to do tonight was offer in behind. We had three really quick players there. He played a good game." Yeah, interesting. It'd be interesting to know what your thoughts were on the Darwin Nunez situation. We're recording Thursday Night Pint live at 7 p.m. on YouTube on Thursday today, tonight, as I'm recording this, of course. We're going to have a bit of a chat about Darwin. But yeah, it was an interesting performance, to say the least, from him. My overall takeaway was, can't fault the effort, but it was the technique that was lacking at important moments in that match. But yeah, thoughts, if you would, please. But if always feel free to email us, interact at theredmentv.com, or you can tweet us at theredmentv as well.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Right, moving on to some transfer news. Once again, this is Anfield, but it's actually come from a number of places, which I'll name check along the way. This piece that I'm quoting is written by Jack Lusby on this is Anfield.com. Liverpool to begin talks with Alexis McAllister, Brighton exit 100% likely. Liverpool are said to be, in inverted commas, stepping up their pursuit of Brighton midfielder Alexis McAllister, who is, in inverted commas, 100% likely to move this summer. He's long been touted as a Liverpool target, but earlier this week, top tier source Paul Joyce of the Times reported that he was high on the list. Brilliant. It goes on to say, ahead of a summer in which Milner, Keita, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Arthur will all depart, in April, McAllister's father and agent, Carlos, outlined his belief that his son will be playing for another team next season, having begun talks in general. Now, both The Guardian and The Mail report that Liverpool are progressing their move for the 24-year-old. Fabrizio Romano, writing for The Guardian, claimed that the club had presented details of their financial proposal and project to McAllister. While Romano reports there is no agreement at this stage, The Mail's Jack Gagan and Dominic Hogan describe Liverpool as front runners. They even go as far as claiming McAllister's teammates believe he is destined for Anfield. Sources at the Amex claimed that the squad have openly discussed the prospect of McAllister sealing a switch to Liverpool in the coming months, the report adds. On Twitter, Romano rated the Argentine's chance of leaving Brighton this summer as 100% and that it will be early. Interesting stuff. Yeah, obviously one that Liverpool fans, I guess, will have had it more than a jealous glance at this season, as Brighton's midfield has been absolutely pairing, whereas Liverpool's obviously looked rather stuttering at times, to say the very least indeed. Now has a World Cup under his belt, which is a very, very useful thing to have, and not many people, of course, get to say that. It's interesting, though, it's mentioned again in the article, he joined from Argentinos Juniors in 2019 with a fee, I believe, to be around £7 million. Now, Brighton are said to be looking for around £70 million for him. Good to see this one progressing. I think he would be top or near the top of most people's desired players list when it comes to transfers this summer. So, yeah, you're starting to hear a little bit more around that, which doesn't necessarily mean anything concrete, but, you know, you're starting to lean towards the, you know, there's no smoke without fire kind of scenario there. Some things on James Milner then. So this began for me from Football Insider 247 by David Lynch, friend of the show. It says James Milner is set to leave Liverpool on a free transfer this summer with Brighton leading the race for his signature. I believe this might have been covered by Chris earlier on in the week. Well, I'll go through this again, and there's been a couple of little addendums to this today. It says the Englishman has elected to end an 8-year stay at Anfield when his contract expires at the end of the season rather than pen a 12-month extension. His availability had prompted a battle for his signature, also involving Burnley, who will return to the Premier League next term after sealing promotion from the Championship in style. However, it is Brighton who are ultimately expected to secure the 37-year-old's services, allowing him to link up with former Reds teammate Adam Lallana at the Amex. Klopp hinted in January that Milner was keen to continue playing as frequently as possible, even in the latter stages of his remarkable career. As we have different plans for Millie, but Millie wants to keep playing. You can't judge him because of his age or whatever. He's 37. He doesn't look for a day like this in training. He's there, full throttle. He's an incredibly important player. I think we see this a lot of late. You know, James Milner's actually gone back to being the guy who you have on the pitch when you want to shut a game of football down. I mean, notwithstanding the fact that he has put in several horrendous substitute appearances over in recent years, but at least of all giving away the free kick that led towards Liverpool conceding the equaliser to Tottenham Hotspur at the weekend. But he has been such a central figure. He's still talking about Liverpool's vice-captain. He's about the guy who sets the standards, not just on the pitch, but off the pitch, in terms of professionalism at the AXA Training Centre for the Reds as well. And when you consider the players, as mentioned previously, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Naby Keita and Roberto Firmino, who will be leaving the club. To add one more to that, it means there's more work that Liverpool need to do in the transfer market, or more pressure put on younger players to step up and fill that void. So I did a couple of what I thought were really interesting videos over on Mates TV, which is my YouTube channel, comparing Liverpool squad to the 2018-2019 peak in terms of minutes played and what have you. And what one thing that stood out was that we, as much as it feels like James Milner's playing possibly too much football for Liverpool, that was certainly a criticism levelled earlier on in the season. You see his minutes sort of divided in three, effectively. He's playing a third of the amount of minutes that he was at Liverpool's peak when he himself was still not necessarily a spring chicken at that point. So Liverpool have started to use him less frequently. He is becoming more of a peripheral figure, but his ability to play left back, right back, DM, centre mid has been an incredibly useful thing. However, with the move towards five usable substitutes in a football match, do Liverpool need to have that sort of, I don't know, Swiss Army knife footballer on the bench, which is often a staple of old school Championship manager, Football Manager teams? Always good to take your bench slot up with someone who can play in a few just in case you do suffer injury problems. Whether that's a problem that modern football will have, I'm not so sure. But at 37, he's clearly fit enough to continue to play football. Most people would like to see him involved at Liverpool in a coaching capacity. But will he be able to return to that at some point in the future? Almost certainly. If he can play more football, will he want to do that? It's James Milner, yes. James Pearce of The Athletic, another friend of the show, has tweeted, quote tweeting an original David Ornstein article on this. David Ornstein had originally said on the 28th of April, Brighton preparing move to sign James Milner as a free agent. His Liverpool contract expires this summer. Brighton determines to secure the former England midfielder, and then mentioned Burnley as other suitors, but De Zerbi's men were the favourites. And James Pearce has just quote tweeted that today, just an hour ago, saying, moving on after 8 years of fine service to LFC, we'll get the farewell he deserves. So influential on and off the pitch. So yes, it looks like, barring a true official announcement, it looks like Liverpool will be parting ways with James Milner at the end of the season, which is another sort of end of era moment really for the football club. A man who came from Manchester City because he wanted to play in midfield, ended up breaking the assist record in a single Champions League season for assists, having a central role to play in the best Liverpool team of the Premier League era, and moving on with 37 with still you know, something in the tank, something more to give the game. Very, very good stuff indeed. And maybe you wonder whether, has he looked at it and gone, how high up can I get on the list of all-time Premier League appearances? We know there's very, very stiff competition in terms of that. He's not likely to do that as a Liverpool player, but if he could go somewhere and play more regularly, is it possible that he could do that, playing in a slightly, in a different football club than Liverpool? He currently stands third, which is why, if you're wondering why I was slightly elongating my words there, is because I was quickly Googling it. Top at the moment is Gareth Barry on 652. Second is Ryan Giggs on 632, and James Milner in third on 615. There's a chance he might add another, maybe four, even just in terms of substitute appearances before the end of the campaign. And then a season at someone like Brighton, where you may be hoping to get around 30, could really, really make that, it could be competitive towards the top end. And then he obviously has to see where he stands in a year from then on. But yeah, interesting stuff. And again, if you want to interact with us on any of this, do email us or tweet us at the Redmen TV. Final point, in terms of another former Liverpool midfielder, Sammy Lee. And it was a question asked when I did Press Box on LFC TV this week, is would Sammy Lee be joining Sam Allardyce at Leeds United? But apparently no. And this written up by, again, by This Is Anfield, Liverpool legend Sammy Lee was denied another link up with Sam Allardyce for a novel reason, with jury duty leaving him unemployed. Once a club that appeared to be on the up, Leeds have unravelled dramatically since the sacking of Marco Bielsa last February. And they go on to describe Jesse Marsh, spectacular failure, Javi Gracia disposed of after just 12 games in charge, and now Sam Allardyce. But apparently joining the 68-year-old staff at Elland Road is former Liverpool player Robbie Keane and Liverpool youth coach, former youth coach Carl Robinson as well. But yeah, Sammy Lee can't because he's currently on jury duty. So as I said, I'm not sure this is a good thing, but I have to say it. The judge has left Sammy unemployed because he's on jury service and wouldn't let him off. I found that to be very, very poor judgment indeed. It's a real shame because the wee man loves being with me and I love him with me. Oh, absolutely, absolutely gutted for Sammy Lee there. He does, he genuinely loves just hanging around Sam so much that he was at Everton and everything. Right, there you go. That is Bite Size for this week. Loads more to keep you entertained across the Redmen Network. Redmen Originals podcast. We had a good old chat about Diogo Jota breaking Tottenham's heart, which feels like a lifetime ago, but it was merely days. We've got the Biased Football Pod there as well, talking about what a huge, tremendous bore it is, Manchester City just walking towards the Premier League title. If you want to check back what's been happening over on Redmen 2 as well, Chris and Errol had a good chat around the news that Jude Bellingham should be joining, looks set to be joining Real Madrid this summer, which is a bit upsetting. Jano Insight was with Neil Jones today, I believe, talking about the Alexis McAllister stuff a little bit more. And tonight, as mentioned earlier, Thursday Night Pint, I've got MP Ian Byrne and Nick Pete on there as well. We're going to have a good old chat about Darwin Nunez. Don't forget to check out the Deep Dive on Friday. And of course, if you want the full hit of everything we do on Redmen, that is videos, podcasts, documentaries, and the rest, go to redmenplus.com and sign up there. It's £5 a month and you're going to get a ton of extra Liverpool content. It's going to grow your understanding, your depth of feeling towards this wonderful football club. I'm incredibly proud of what we do over there, and you can go and check that out. And I trust that you will have an absolute whale of a time with it. And don't forget our Bobby Firmino Best in the World documentary is coming out in June. So get your subscription up and running. Get yourself strapped in. It's going to be a brilliant month or so. And summer over on redmenplus.com. Anyway, that's it.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.